AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is among the leaders in an arrest warrant filed by the International Criminal Court. The AP's Joseph Fetterman is in Jerusalem.
The court says it wants to try Netanyahu, his former defense minister, and a top Hamas militant on war crimes charges. These are connected to Hamas's October 2023 attack that triggered the war in Gaza and Israeli military actions inside the territory since then.
Ukraine claims Russia launched an intercontinental ballistic missile overnight at one of its cities, but American officials say an initial assessment indicates the strike was carried out from an intermediate-range ballistic missile. The heads of the FBI and Homeland Security Department will not testify publicly before a Senate committee about national security threats. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
It is a break from precedent.
I'm grateful that our top national security and law enforcement officials are here with us this morning.
Last year, Senate Homeland Security Chair Gary Peters opened the annual hearing featuring FBI Chief Chris Wray and Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Both men declined to appear at today's hearing. Peters calls it a shocking departure from tradition, the first time in 15 years the two agencies' chiefs refused to testify in public. A separate hearing yesterday before the House Homeland Security panel was also postponed. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Illinois Supreme Court overturned actor Jussie Smollett's conviction on charges he staged a racist and homophobic attack against himself in downtown Chicago in 2019 and lied to police. Smollett was on the TV drama Empire, which was filmed in Chicago. The Justice Department says it found a pattern of misconduct by police in Trenton, New Jersey, including excessive force and unlawful stops. The report comes after an officer in Trenton shot and paralyzed a young black man. This is AP News. Some new music has been discovered from a master. Here's the AP's Margie Zaraletta.
That is musician Tony Yun performing an untitled piece of music discovered at the Morgan Library and Museum in New York that appears to have been written in Frédéric Chopin's handwriting. When played, it's less than a minute. It's on paper the size of an index card, consistent with the kind of paper Chopin liked to use. The name Chopin is written at the top, but it's in someone else's handwriting. Morgan music curator Robinson McClellan came across the manuscript in May while going through a collection acquired in 2019. He says it's a rare discovery.
These really don't happen very often. For Chopin, this is the first in almost 100 years.
The manuscript is now on display at the Morgan Library. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
A Scottish dairy is offering what it bills as the UK's most expensive cup of coffee, $344. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.